alert and tense. He went to the railing at the edge of the stairwell and peered down. Light from the fluorescent fixture attached to the ceiling two floors above him did little to illuminate the stairwell. Shadows coated the lower floors, but Zirid thought he saw a form there, humanoid, and watched it start up the stairs. Meanwhile, the chime of the lift announced its arrival on the fourth floor. Cupping his blaster in his hand, Zirid flattened himself against the wall near the doorway of the stairwell. The footsteps coming from below continued their slow ascent. They stopped from time to time, as if the person was unsure of his or her destination, or was stopping to listen. The lift doors opened, and Zirid heard the soft susurrus of quiet movement. The lift doors closed. The footsteps on the steps started again, stopped. Zirid waited a three count and poked his head around the doorway to give him a view of the hallway. A cloaked figure stole down the corridor, about the size of the man he'd met in the park. He was checking the doors for apartment numbers. Zirid could not see the figure's hands. He shot a look back at the stairwell, heard nothing, and stole out into the hallway. The figure stopped before Nat's apartment and consulted a palm-sized port comp as if confirming an address. Zirid had seen all he needed to see. He brandished the E9.
"You, move away from that door!"
The figure turned toward him, reached for something at waist level. Zirid did not hesitate. He pulled the trigger, and the muffled whump of the E9 sounded like a polite cough. In near perfect time with Zirid pulling the trigger, the motion so fast that it was blurry, the figure whipped free a silver cylinder that grew a glowing green line and deflected the E9's bolt into the floor. Before Zirid squeezed off another shot, the figure cocked its head and deactivated the lightsaber.
Zirid?
A woman? Zirid did not lower his weapon or his temperature. He could not make sense of the lightsaber. A Jedi?
"Who are you?"
he asked. The figure threw back her hood to reveal long, sandy hair and the warm green eyes that Zirid had never forgotten. The heat and tension went out of him in a rush.
"Aaron?
Aaron Lanier?
What are you doing here?"
"Looking for you,"
she said. She motioned at the door to Nat's apartment.
"I thought I would try your sister-in-law's."
"Are you alone? Did someone follow you?"
She looked taken aback by the rapid-fire questions.
Yes. No.
"How did you find me?"
"Luck. I remembered your sister-in-law's name. I hope she could help me find you."
"Stay there,"
he said, and hurried back down the hall to the stairwell. He looked down and saw nothing and no one. Whoever it had been on the stairs was gone. He told himself that it was probably just a resident coming home. He turned to find himself staring into Aaron's concerned face. She looked much as she had when she'd held him while he cried over Val's death.
"What is wrong?"
she asked. No doubt she could feel his apprehension.
"Probably nothing. I'm overreacting, I think."